Today's show is brought to you by celebrity baby names. Different, unique, and the reason why their kids wind up in therapy 18 years later.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Listen, I have something to say.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
What's going on? Wait, no. I remember.
Time to wake up.
It's time to wake up now.
Tell me, what day is it?
Can you tell me what day it is?
Wednesday.
Which is hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day, big celebratory day in the workforce.
Let me turn on your favorite show.
Finally got something worth listening to.
Are you ready to be entertained?
Ready?
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. I'm so darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. Even easier is to get our podcast. That's a repack of the show. That drops usually around noon or so. And you can get that on, you can get it on Alexa just by asking Alexa to play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can also find us on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Excuse me. It was a sausage burrito this morning. No, they're installing new air conditioning down the hall. So we will have the sound of drills from time to time. And that's totally fine. We'll work around it. All right. Coming up. Oh, yeah. And you can watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. So, on the program today, it's the Hump Day edition. Of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. I am sure that you have seen this Hokta girl. Yeah, she's all over the interwebs. Memes aplenty. Yep. Well, now she's selling merch. So we're going to talk about that. And a man assembled a Mr. Potato Head and won a Guinness World Record. His name is Declan McFerrin, and he assembled the Mr. Potato Head in a record-breaking 5.15 seconds. I think I've seen my kid do that. Anyway, but we're going to talk about this. And our top list... Top pickup lines for the guy who set the Guinness World Record for the world's fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Get huge savings now at the discontinued Toys Warehouse, like G.I. Joe's Beard Lice Comb, the Name That Rash Game, Trip Grandpa Joe Home Version, Gender Bender Elmo, or Chinese Checkers with just a little lead. And right now, save half off on these discontinued toys. Freddy the Flatulent Frog, C-Section Barbie, I'm This Many Years Old Bear Trap Kit, or Naughty Ned's Nun Taser. The holiday savings are going on now at the discontinued Toys Warehouse.
Yeah, it is. It's Christmas in July coming up. The Mike Show, it's the Wednesday edition. So, this guy, what about the Mr. Potato Heads? Well, this guy, he won a Guinness World Record. 20-year-old Northern Ireland man named Declan McFerrin. He set the new Guinness World Record by drinking all the Guinness. No, I'm just kidding. By assembling a Mr. Potato Head toy in just 5.15 seconds. That's 10 pieces. The hat, the pants, the eyes, the nose. He has pants? Mr. Potato Head has pants? I guess. The mustache, the mouth, both ears and both arms. Declan says he has never owned a Mr. Potato Head. He hasn't owned one since he was a kid, but he randomly decided to go for the record. It's unclear how much time he put into it overall, but the day he broke the record, he spent 4 straight hours working on it before he was successful. There was a previous record on the books. That was 5.43 seconds, and it was set just 2 years ago by someone. Take two. There was a previous record on the books that was 5.43 seconds, and it was set just 2 years ago by someone in Malaysia named Lim Kai Yi.
Hello.
Hi, there she is. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. And we were thinking about this, you know, with this guy setting the Guinness record by assembling a Mr. Potato Head in just 5.15 seconds, which should be enough to get him laid, right? Well, just in case it's not, we offer today's list, our top list today, top pickup lines for that guy who set the Guinness World Record for the fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. I am not reading that whole thing in between each one of these, okay? Here we go. Top pickup lines for he, for ye, for him, setting the world's record for the fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. I only have eyes for you and a nose. And an arm. A bunch of other pieces left over for my Guinness World Record. Top pickup lines for the guy who set the Guinness World Record for the fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. Yes, that's a potato in my pocket, but I'm also happy to see you. If I show you my potato, will you show me your melons? Huh? Is your ass a Guinness record for the world's fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly? Because I would love to hold it. Top pickup lines for the guy who set the Guinness record for the fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. I may be fast with a spud, but I take a long time with my... What? Top pickup lines for that guy. You know that guy. I'm really good at putting stuff in holes. Forget Mr. Potato Head. You should see what I can do with my Super Soaker. And top pickup lines for the guy who set the Guinness record for the world's most fastest Mr. Potato Head assembly. I actually have 2 Guinness records. The other one is for most disappointing son. The Mike Show. All right. Coming up, we have news And we have not headline news. That's all on the way, plus your five random facts coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Day of Joy. But to Ben Affleck, it's just Wednesday. Tesla's Cybertruck has been recalled for the fourth time, and amazingly not for looking like a giant refrigerator on wheels. Experts say your foot can give you clues about your health. For instance, if it's missing, you have diabetes. A study found that chimps self-medicate with plants. That's right, kids. Curious George is a stoner. And the U.S. Postal Service has released new stamps honoring Alex Trebek. I'll take who still uses stamps for 100. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And it's the, what is today? Today's the Wednesday edition of the program, Hump Day. All right, so do you like the cup noodles? I love the ramen noodles. I typically don't get the cup noodles. I usually get the pouch and I just make it. You know, but I guess the cup noodles are you know, they're convenient. Although, I was reading an article that those things are absolutely positively the worst for your health. I said the worst for your health.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I don't know. But nothing quite like this. Here, let me show it to you on the screen. And if you are... watching on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Here's the image. There you go. New cup noodles. And this one in particular, it's flavored with Fuji. Okay. So if you love ramen and have a death wish, you're the target market here. They just unveiled a fun new flavor called Deadly Blowfish. Yeah. It's a type of puffer fish that can kill you if it's not prepared right.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably more than that. The Simpsons had an episode about it in season two, rather. It's the second most poisonous vertebrae in the world after Columbia's golden poison frog. I bet they're delicious, too. Anyway, the Fuji's skin, organs, bones, and blood are all loaded with poison, so they have to be prepared just right. Why would you even want to eat something like this? Why? I mean, I bet they don't even taste that good. Although, chefs in Japan...
Hello.
Hi, there they are. They train for 2 years before they're even allowed to serve the stuff. The cup noodles version comes with a special Fuji seasoning oil that you pour on top. They haven't said how it's prepared, so dine at your own risk. Unfortunately, you'll need to fly to Japan
Hello.
To do it. They're not currently planning to sell the Blowfish flavor anywhere else. Each cup cost about $2. A reporter for CNN tried it and claimed they couldn't even taste the Fuji. It's apparently a pretty mild flavor in general. So there you go. Latest fun flavor. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cup Noodles. No, I'm just kidding. It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Even better.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers to win the NHL's Stanley Cup this past Monday. That means it's now been 31 years since a Canadian team has won, dating back to 1993 when the Montreal Canadiens defeated the LA Kings. There are 32 NHL teams. Seven are based in Canada. Number two. There are only two countries in Africa that have never been colonized by a European country, Liberia and Ethiopia. Number three, each M&M takes up to 16 hours to make. Now, of course, they don't make them one at a time. Mars, the company that makes them, is able to make 1 billion M&Ms every day. Number four, the root in root beer is referring to the root of the sassafras tree, which isn't even used in the modern version of root beer anymore since it was banned by the FDA for having potentially dangerous chemical compounds. Yum. And number five, Coors beer wasn't available east of the Mississippi until the 1980s. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we've got sounds. We're going to put them in your ear holes. That's all on the way.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. The FDA is warning a company is selling products with human fecal matter in it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And they don't have the agency's approval. And okay, no, it's not for your face. It's worse. It's so much worse. The Canadian company is called Human Microbes, and they take dookie from one person and transfer it into the gut of a patient, another person.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
To reestablish a healthy microbiome. Well, now, there's stiff competition.
Move over, human microbes. There's a new name in fecal microbiota therapy, and that name is Congress. Now you can get the finest blend of bacteria-sourced donors, because there's nobody more full of poop than politicians. And rest assured, our products are FDA-approved and designed to promote gut health. Congress. They may not be the world's largest high-quality stool donor bank, but they're definitely number two.
All right, let's go to viral videos. Man, you've seen the Hawk-Taw girl, right? Okay, and if you haven't seen her yet, there's a video. It's all over social media. Here's some background. A woman outside of a bar in Nashville was asked to name the one thing that'll drive a guy crazy in bed. Her answer is a bit R-rated. And it's sparking memes all over the place. Here, she is describing her move. Okay, here we go.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk to and spit on that thing. You get me?
Oh, good Lord. Okay, hawk to. The term has blown up so big, she started selling merchandise like a signed hawk hat. For $44. Is this a good idea? Two women looking for new boyfriends grabbed a bunch of luggage tags at the airport. They wrote their phone numbers on them along with their name and the phrase "Call me if you're single." Here they are doing it, and then finding a guy who got one of their tags.
Call me if you're single.
Time to go put these on some luggages.
Hopefully they're single, hungry, lonely.
Like, they're like hot men. You don't know what. It's a gamble.
Call me, I'm single.
Is that yours?
Okay. We did that one. Oh, you know what? I don't think we played the audio from this. This was from our top list today. We told you about the 20-year-old Northern Ireland man who set the Guinness World Record by assembling a Mr. Potato Head toy in 5.15 seconds. Beat the previous record by 0.28 seconds. Here's the moment that Declan McFerrin broke the record.
Oh, my God!
Let's have a look at him. Look, his nose is in, his mustache is in, his mouth is in, his arms are in, his ears, everything's in. Boom. Perfect. And what's the time? 5.158.
Okay. Another Guinness World Record had been set. They've announced the world's tallest male dog. However, Kevin passed away just days after his title was announced. Here's his owner, Tracy Wolf, talking about the pup just before he beat the world record.
This is Kevin. He's the tallest dog in the world. He's continually trying to squeeze into small beds and sit on top of us, do everything that the smaller dogs do.
Mm-hmm. Musica. Where is it? There we go. Skip that. Skip that. We'll save that for stupid criminals. Are we going to comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on some of the oddities of marine life.
I was watching Animal Planet. Do you know that the male seahorse has the baby? And I was thinking, why don't they just call that the female seahorse? You know, it's just some stubborn scientist, you know? Yeah, that one there is male seahorse. Bill, that one's having a baby. Male has the baby. You're fired. My favorite animal is the manatee, the sea cow. Have you ever seen that animal? The manatee is endangered, and I think it's because it's out of shape. It looks like a retired football player. You ever seen it on the Discovery Channel? It's always floating around like, I'm bloated. Too much pizza.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. I thought fire hydrants would be the weirdest thing that we've seen stolen this year, or at least this month, but this might top it. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources had to put out a statement telling people to stop stealing cicadas. Don't steal the cicadas from state parks. They got multiple reports of someone harvesting them from a spot near Milwaukee called Bigfoot Beach State Park. Not clear why the person needed all the cicadas or why they wanted them. A handful of restaurants have been mixing cicadas into their menu during the big double brood hatch that's been going on. A bar and restaurant is also selling those the cicada shots. Remember that? Running low? The park is only about 70 miles from Chicago. Coincidence? I think not. Anyway, there's also a chance they were harvested as food, but not for humans. Lizards, birds, even pet rats like to eat the cicadas. Live crickets can cost 10 cents a piece at pet stores, and cicadas are free. It sounds like they haven't tracked down whoever's been harvesting them, but they could face a stiff fine if caught. And then there's this guy. A man in New Orleans, Nollins, was arrested for impersonating a police officer after he inadvertently pulled over an actual detective. Here's Chief Rick Rowe. It sounds like a pro wrestler. Chief Rick Rowe. Laying out his theory on why somebody would even do this.
Sometimes it's people who fantasize with being in law enforcement. Parents may have been in law enforcement, or family members may have been in law enforcement, and they just never made the cut.
Interesting. Or they're trying to do something really nefarious. And, I've told my kids, especially my older one who's now driving, if it doesn't look legit, drive to the real police station. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 12-year-old kid in Rhode Island named Alex Dupois saved a classmate from drowning during a field trip this month. Both of his parents are first responders with his local fire department, so it must run in the family. Here are Alex and his dad talking about the rescue.
I don't really think of myself as a hero because I know a lot of first responders save people every day, and I just think that anyone could have done what I did. I jumped in, got to him. He grabbed onto me. I went underwater, but I was able to get up and tread water.
I think it's amazing what he did, and I think a lot of young boys and girls can learn a lot from him.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
I'm Kenita Withers. I work as a database curator and resource specialist for 211 Virginia at United Way of Central Virginia. And growing up, Big Brothers and Sisters was a key to a lot of different things and changes in my family that helped me along the way.
In 2022, 211 Virginia received 117,749 calls and sent 297,081 referrals. Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?